Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, explosive personalities are ready for battle as the inquiry moves to the judiciary panel today. We'll have a short and roundtable panel. That hearing, live coverage from NPR, begins at 10 a.m. The spotlight, says the Washington Post, shifts from the more sober Intelligence Committee to the judiciary, where the president's loyalist and pro-impeachment Democrats are intent on causing new friction.
Well, look, Jerry Nadler is not Adam Schiff. Obviously, there are real differences in personality. I've been watching Nadler for years, an interesting character. Clearly, Nancy Pelosi set it up so that Schiff would be the major player, at least in the beginning. So now it goes to the Judiciary Committee, and there they have to make up their minds what they're going to do. An early investigation, of course, was perfectly centered on Ukraine. Nevertheless, they could add things, obstruction of justice, for example, which would be a justifiable thing to do, considering the fact that the president won't allow anybody to talk to the coordinate branch of government, which has the responsibility to carry out this impeachment. This is traitorous, as far as I'm concerned, because it goes directly to the heart, David, of the Constitution. That is where it now lands as it gets to the Judiciary Committee. Today, they're going to have four scholars on impeachment, legal people come on, one of whom is a Republican. How do we know that? Because Trump earlier said in a press conference, they get three and we only get one, as if this is about who is on which side, as opposed to who is right and who is wrong. So, David, the American people will be watching this, but today won't be a thing that you're going to want to watch, because, in fact, we know the outcome, and that is that the scholars are going to say, three of them are going to say, yes, impeachment is justified, and one of them is going to say no.
And in the end, is it theater? In other words, does it change anybody's mind?
Well, it is supposed to be theater. The idea that you have to change the appetite of the American people for this impeachment process. It started that people did not in large numbers want to see an impeachment. Now 50-50, they do, and they think he should be removed. If the Democrats can keep on helping people understand what this is all about, they win. If not, they lose. It's all going to come down, David, of course, to what happens in the United States Senate. And those senators are going to be under tremendous pressure, because believe me, most elections are won by a few percentage points. 5% is usually considered to be a blowout. If you could change 5 or 6%, you'd have to change everybody's minds, particularly if those people are in the purple area. That is what will really make a certain amount of sense. You know, Barack Obama recently warned not to go too far left in making proposals to the American people. He knew what he was talking about. This is a moderate country. Now, there are some people like AOC and Bernie who are extremely popular. Nevertheless, this is a question of how you win an election, and to the Democrats, how you get Donald Trump out of there.
So, do we see a profile in courage from a Republican or more than one Republican in the Senate? I mean, the statesman versus partisan issue.
Look, David, there's one thing that's clear, and that is Donald Trump is scared about that exact thing. That's why he's been having those crucial people who might be willing to flip over to the White House and giving them cake and cookies or whatever he gives them. We know what this is all about, and he does too. He knows human nature. I'm telling you now that if Susan Collins or if so many of these other people in the Senate right now think that they will lose their office based on the way in which they behave politically, they'll switch.
So included in this 300-page report released by the House Intelligence Committee is the work of Giuliani, and displayed prominently in there, the president's personal lawyer, the mysterious minus one, says the New York Times in a headline, and other call records show how Giuliani pressured Ukraine.
So, if it's Giuliani or the president, what do you think? This guy has a reputation, this president, for rolling on his people, and some are already in jail. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be much in the way of repercussions, maybe because they think that they're going to get a pardon. But can you imagine this president giving a pardon to Giuliani right now? I suspect that that is not going to happen. They are afraid of turning on the most powerful man in the world. It's really that simple.
Will Giuliani have to bring out his insurance plan?
Well, that's interesting. He has said, and then he says, just kidding, that he has insurance so the president won't roll on him. as I have often quoted Freud, correctly or not, there is no joke. He says it's a joke. Yeah, why would you make that joke to the American people? No, I think, in fact, there is substance to that. Giuliani is a man who, maritally and every other way, is in a tremendous pressure. And I think he'll do what he has to do. I think the president stands alone. He's protected. But I think Giuliani could, if Parnas and some of the others begin to turn, he could be in real trouble. He could go to jail.
Little by little, Democrats are dropping out of their presidential runs. The latest is Kamala Harris. She says she's still in this fight, but out of the 2020 race.
Well, she's a very strong candidate. She did very well in the beginning. For some reason, it sort of turned on her. Nevertheless, I saw her speech in which she said she'd still be there fighting and fighting Trump. Trump, of course, did the usual tweet giving her the business about dropping out. And she said, "Don't worry, Mr. President, I'll be there for your trial." And while we're on the subject, it was interesting that we see a congressman going to jail because he took campaign money and spent it on himself and his family. And his wife has already taken a plea. But what I found fascinating was in the back of the crowd was a guy holding up a sign saying, "Trump, you're next." In other words, as this is going on, a few people at least are gleefully saying, "This is proof of what can happen to a corrupt politician."
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us as always. Thank you for your incisive analysis.
And we thank you for getting up so early in the morning, being so good at your job, and letting us all have the pleasure of somebody who has to get up at 2:30 in order to bring us the bagels.
Lucky you.